Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing everybody a very merry...
Buenas tardes.
From me to you. What, Chris? You don't hablas. You don't understand what any of these things mean, all right? But I do, so just trust me on this. All right. We still have Julie Kelly coming this hour, about a half hour from now. Julie Kelly, the reason I wanted her to come on is we have some more news about the raid on Trump's home and the FBI and some of the things they did. And I'm going to go over those here shortly. But Julie Kelly has information on how the FBI operates and things, really, really dirty things they've done recently. I thought it would be very helpful for you and me to understand from someone who's an expert on these things what they do. It'll help us understand exactly what's going on. So about a half hour from now, Julie Kelly's coming up. But this is the dangerous situation I'm addressing right now. When you have a corrupt, historically, forget about America, historically, when you have a country that's been around a while, regimes, they get rotted and corrupt, and they just don't last. It's just the nature of regimes. They don't last. Eventually, they get too nakedly corrupt and rotted, and then the people start to feel like there's no justice to be had. The Taiping Rebellion. Ever heard of the Taiping Rebellion? I might actually do a history special on it, so I'm not going to go into the whole thing. But the Taiping Rebellion was one of these Chinese dynasties, and they'd been around, you know, a couple hundred years, 200-300 years. I forget what the number is. But eventually, what happened was, now this is a feudal system, right? It's not even a free country. It's a feudal system. But the people felt like there was no justice anymore. There was no land. There was no food. If you were part of the in crowd, the ruling party, you got everything. If you weren't part of the ruling party, you got nothing. 30 million dead people later, that's what the Taiping Rebellion turned out to be. 30 million dead people. It's just the history of the world is these regimes getting old and naked and rotted and corrupt. And them not reforming themselves. Instead, they double and triple down and they attack their own people and then the whole thing blows up. I am telling you, we are in a dangerous situation. Headline, nearly 8 in 10 Americans believe the U.S. has a two-tier justice system. 80% of the country? 80% of the country, they don't think justice can be had? You elites think you're running the show. Do you understand? You are officially on the clock. You have got to reform yourself. Stop attacking normal people. Here's an email I got. Jesse, I think it's pretty clear that Papa Joe's strategy is to foment some sort of uprising by the right in response to his continuing attacks on Trump. And sadly, I think it's going to work. It makes my blood boil just thinking about how much time and energy this criminal of a president and the whole establishment spent in pursuit of blatantly politicking and wielding their undeserved power just because they have it. If they would spend a fraction of that time trying to actually govern for the good of the public, we might actually have a chance of surviving. The founders would be so disappointed how we frittered away the real opportunity they gave us to be an enduring society who appreciates our freedoms. I'm pretty easygoing and level-headed fellow, so I know if I'm feeling as anxious as I do, there are some really angry dudes out there who are probably ready to take matters into their own hands. It's my hope we don't play into their hands the way a small group of people did on January 6th, give them the opportunity they want to strike a death blow to conservatives for a long time. I'm here to tell you, the tone of the emails we get into the show is changing. Remember, you can email me anything and I'll never read your name on the air unless you specifically tell me to. Even your death threats, I don't expose you. I'm the last private person in the history of the world. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. The text messages I'm getting from friends, family members, the tone is changing. The emails I'm getting, the tone is changing. There is a powder keg, I believe, right now in the United States of America. And the problem with that is these communists, they're not going to look at that powder keg, just like all corrupt governments haven't. They're not going to look at that powder keg and back off. They're not going to look at it and slow down. They're not going to look at it and think we're in a dangerous situation here. They're going to do the same thing all historically corrupt governments have done, and they're going to double down and triple down. Get this. Do you know, this is courtesy of Daily Mail. Eric Trump talked to Daily Mail. The FBI agents didn't hand over the search warrant, and they kicked an attorney off the property as they dug through Donald Trump's things. You understand why you need to have an attorney present, right? You need to have an attorney present so the Federal Bureau of Investigation doesn't plant the things they want to find on your property and then, quote, discover them while they do their search warrant. And please don't be a naive child and think that doesn't happen. They have a long storied history of doing things, including recently. Again, we're going to talk to Julie Kelly about that in about 20 minutes. They routinely will plant evidence on people as justification for attacking people. They kicked his lawyer out and didn't give him the warrant so they could go after him. Oh, and did I mention the second part of the updated news on all this? This one's titled Inside Job. Confidential informant told the FBI right where to look and what to look for. Not only did they go in, they had an inside man within Trump's organization, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's not just that they spied on Trump back in 2016. They currently have a man inside there. One, as I remarked earlier, Trump has taken more knives in the back than Julius Caesar. It is amazing how many traitors that guy has in his midst. But two, they're not slowing down. It's why I continue to warn you. You know what? I'm playing it again. It's why I continue to give this warning. This was my prediction from July. I think people need to pay attention a little bit more. New York AG Letitia James. New York AG Letitia James is postponing the deposition. But that's not really the story here. The story is this. Donald Trump is still being aggressively pursued by New York Attorney General Letitia James. All this talk coast to coast about is Trump going to run? If Trump runs, is he the favorite? Is it DeSantis? Is it Christie? No, but what's going to happen with Trump? Are they going to get... People are aware, right, that there's a chance, unjust as it is, and don't get me wrong, it's very, very unjust and wrong. There's a chance Donald Trump is in the middle of a criminal investigation while trying to run for president. I brought it up last night. I'm going to bring it up again. Are you mentally prepared to see Donald Trump in handcuffs on television? And maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, that's over the line. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't. Yes, they most definitely would. January 6th itself was a gigantic Fed op to try to spark some kind of outrage from us so they could justify using the FBI against us. if they frog marched Donald Trump out of Mar-a-Lago with his hands cuffed behind his back, how many violent, unstable people out there are going to act? Someone is. They're pushing and they're prodding and they're pushing and they're prodding. I mean, they're mocking us in our face. Look, they're all doing it now. They're all laughing at you and giving you the middle finger. Here's Dr. Fauci.
WA1, Washington 1, is considered the ancestral model strain.
I developed the ancestral model strain. I created it.
That's right. You let it loose.
I was in my kitchen.
You let it loose.
Dr. Fauci out there laughing, having a good old time about coronavirus. These people doubling and tripling down, and the tone I'm hearing is worrying me. It is most definitely worrying me. All right. We're not done. We get to a bunch of emails. Somebody balkanized. We're going to talk about that. We already brought up crime. We're never going to stop bringing up crime and how America is. I mean, we have a real significant mental health crisis in this country, a drug problem in this country. Scary, scary people are out there, and they're everywhere. That's part of living life in America in 2022. Do you have some way you can protect yourself? Do you have something that will stop a bad man from hurting you or hurting your loved ones? Does your spouse? Does your mom? Your dad? Does your daughter? That son you sent off to college, does he have a way to stop a bad person from hurting him badly? Go get a hero gun. If you're a weapons person like I am, it's a wonderful supplement to your self-defense. Maybe you hate guns. That's fine. Get it. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots these pepper balls. It'll stop people in their tracks. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. It has a laser sight. You just point and squeeze. But get it. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I realize that's a little dark, but I see it plain as day. They're laughing at us. They're mocking us over and over and over again. I mean, gosh, your news anchors do it.
Bianca was just talking about Joe Biden's vacation headed to South Carolina. We're being also told that Hunter Biden is getting on Air Force One with President Biden as well.
Wow, how lovely.
So
some well-deserved R&R, they think, apparently.
It's August, Bianca.
Got a few wins.
It's time for vacation for Hunter Biden. He's had a rough couple months.
Yeah, apparently. All right.
How lovely, Hunter Biden. The guy who very likely has our president completely, completely owned by the Communist Party of China. The absolute grease fire. It's so fun. Look, he gets to be on Air Force One. Isn't that exciting, guys? Just sticking a middle finger in our face. Remember, we got Julie Kelly coming up about 10 minutes from now. Great author, Julie Kelly, really understands some of the ugly things the FBI has done recently. She's going to explain some of these things. So we can know what we're looking at. And by the way, they kicked Trump's lawyer out of Mar-a-Lago. Are you now going to believe anything they produce as evidence? Oh, we found this. I'm not going to believe it. And don't tell. Well, you should. Why? You have to. Trust is earned. The FBI has done nothing but violate your and my trust over and over and over and over and over again for years. I don't care if they pull somebody's head out of one of those boxes. I'm going to assume they put it in there. You have to earn my trust back. I don't owe you my trust. You can't violate it over and over and over again. I'm not going to believe anything, real or not. Dr. Jesse, I've done it. I have balkanized. Even though I had to look up how to spell balkanize, I still managed to do it. I love our people. I left the communist state of California for the free state of Florida. I have some friends who think I'm crazy for leaving a $200,000 a year job for one that pays half. My son will never be taught. He is a girl trapped in a boy's body. Said, please say my name. His name is Matt. And he said, and this is the part I love the most, P.S. I'll be running for school board next cycle on an anti-communist platform. Let's have a quick talk about this. Do you have any idea how many blood red areas there are in this country with complete communist school boards out there. You cannot fix the federal government. I know you want to. I want to. It's likely beyond salvage. You can most definitely fix your community if you get involved. And don't sit there and say, Jesse, I'm in Wyoming. Jesse, I'm in North Carolina. Jesse, I'm in Texas. Jesse, I'm in Florida. I'm fine. Really? They thought they were fine in North Dakota, too. Fargo School Board rescinds motion, will no longer recite the Pledge of Allegiance at meetings. 7-2 decision on Tuesday. The board voted in favor of removing it. Why? Because it said under God. Fargo, North Dakota. Did I say New York City? Did I say San Francisco? Boston? Fargo, North Dakota. Get to a red area and get your butt on the school board and push your values. Don't you dare do that old lame GOP line. I just want politics out of schools. Politics are going to be in schools because your child is not taught by robots. He's taught by human beings. Make sure it's your politics. Make sure your values are being pushed on American kids. This idea that we can have some sort of neutrality in education is a fairy tale. It's not even close to being realistic, and we bought this crap for years. They took our neutrality, and they put their religion in schools. Get to a red area and get on your school board. The federal system, no, it can't be saved. Your local system can. It can. You can make an incredible difference. Again, I'm going to continue to use this horrible analogy because it's the first thing that popped into my head. Look at the country as a gigantic tree. What do you see when you look at the tree? You see the branches and the leaves, right? That's what you look at. That's the federal government. What matters most on the tree? Is it those branches and leaves? It's the roots. Local politics are the roots. Go take over the roots. Eventually, that will give you the rest of the tree. Stop worrying about the leaves and the branches. These people suck. It's not like we have a group of warriors running for office right now. Anyway, we have some, like my buddy Joe Kent in Washington. God bless him. I'm going to have him on soon, and we're going to raise him a pile of money. I never do that on the show, but this is the type of person we need, Joe Kent. We are still sorely lacking in the testosterone department when it comes to the GOP in this country. But locally, you can make a difference. And don't do that thing you're probably doing right now and telling me or telling the radio or telling your wife or telling your husband all the reasons why you can't do it, why you're not qualified. I can't be on the school board. I don't have a degree. I can't be on the school board. I don't have kids. I don't. Would that hold back the communists? Do you have any idea how many barren hag feminists there are sitting in school boards right now deciding what books your child's going to read next semester? Did the feminist hag ever look at her crew cut in the mirror and say to herself, I'm not qualified, guys. It wouldn't be right. The communist, those things don't even enter his mind. He's worried about power. He's worried about victory. And so we must be worried about power and we must be worried about victory. You are the most qualified. You're the most qualified. All the idiots we have in Congress now, all the losers on your school board now, your city council, maybe your sheriff, your county board of supervisors. These are accomplished or not accomplished people. These people have accomplished nothing in their lives. They're not intelligent. Yeah, they probably have some fancy degree from some loser communist university. You're the human being with the values and the ideas we need. Go out and run for local office. Local office. And I'm not telling you it's going to be fun. And I'm guaranteeing you it won't be easy. Politics are vicious. Local politics can be the most vicious. I'm guaranteeing you right now you're going to have horrible things said about you on Facebook. I guarantee you're going to have people approach you in the grocery store because that's what these communists do, and they're going to yell at you, and they're going to make you uncomfortable. I'm not sitting here telling you how easy it's going to be, but I'm telling you we can win. The communist power, his real source of power, has been he has owned school boards and local politics in this country for decades while we were lying to ourselves about all that. Well, we're the silent majority. He was out there taking your kids from you for 8 hours a day and teaching them to hate your freaking guts. Let's return the favor. Let's go win these school board races, local. Now is not the time to fret. It's certainly not the time to get violent or do anything illegal. Now is the time for action. Local action. Win elections. All right? I got fired up. You're going to be more fired up when you hear what Julie Kelly has to say about the FBI. What do? They would never plant evidence, right? Hang on that.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Nafok, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now is somebody I've been wanting to talk to, especially with all this FBI news. We're gonna pick Julie Kelly's brain together here because she has been all over the malfeasance at the FBI for quite some time, especially with all the Mar-a-Lago news. I thought it would be appropriate to analyze exactly how this organization operates and the things they do. So she's the author of the book, January 6th. You really need to buy that book and figure out what the FBI has done in this country. But Julie, I want to begin here before we even get to January 6th, because we're going to get to January 6th and we're going to get to Michigan and Mar-a-Lago and all that. But I want to rewind all the way back to 2016. I want to make sure people remember, what did the Federal Bureau of Investigation do to Donald Trump?
They opened up a counterintelligence probe claiming that Trump and his campaign were somehow tied to Russia. And they targeted four individuals, one of whom was Carter Page. And Jim Comey's FBI went to the FISA court, a secret court used to surveil foreign terrorists, lied to the court, not once but four times, saying that Carter Page was a Russian asset. And this justified the surveillance and running informants into Donald Trump's presidential campaign. This continued through his presidency. I think the last FISA warrant was approved in the summer, maybe of 2017. So this is where it all began, Jesse. I'm glad you brought that up because some people, you know, we need to kind of rewind this back and see this is not a recent effort. This is 6 years now in the making.
Yes, that's why I brought it up. And just to clarify before we move on to other things, James Comey, okay, he was also FBI director under Barack Obama, was he not? Did Barack Obama sign off on all this, Julie?
Well, look, I have born and raised in the Chicago suburbs. I'm very well aware of how Chicago politics works, and very few people did it better than Barack Obama. He calls the shots, but his fingerprints are nowhere to be found. The idea that Barack, and we know that Barack Obama was aware of this counterintelligence probe because Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Justice Department, came out with his extensive report, as you know, Jesse, detailing these FISA warrants and how illicit they were and how they had numerous, you know, errors, however the OIG wanted to describe them. But that Jim Comey notified Barack Obama in August 2016, 6 years ago, what was going on. And so Barack Obama, Joe Biden was well aware of it. People like Lisa Monaco, who is now the Deputy Attorney General running the Justice Department, she is primarily responsible for what's happening. These were all the Obama loyalist apparatchiks who were involved in Russia collusion. And this is a manifestation of it, Jesse, when no one pays a price. Jim Comey lied to his signature was on these FISA applications twice. He lied to a secret federal court. And what did he do? He didn't get any FBI raids, did he? Looking for, and then hid his own classified documents, you'll recall, in the safe. No, he wrote a book. He went on book tours. He went on speaking engagements. You know, when no one paid the price, this is where we ended up.
Now you are starting to understand why I had Julie Kelly on tonight again. This is Julie Kelly. She wrote the book January 6th, which we're going to get to. But not just yet, Julie, because something else took place with the FBI before the whole January 6th thing. I remember I woke up one day, rolled over, kissed the wife, grabbed my phone, looked at the news, and all of a sudden I see there's this dangerous right-wing plot to assassinate and kidnap the governor of Michigan. Whoa, who are these crazy right-wingers? What happened out there, Julie?
Well, the FBI getting away with interfering in a presidential election in 2016 thought, well, let's do this, but let's really accelerate this. And so the FBI concocted a scheme to kidnap and assassinate not just Gretchen Whitmer, also Ralph Northam, the then Democratic governor of Virginia. So the FBI put this plot together. It was run out of FBI headquarters and the Michigan FBI field office, which we'll get to. You know why that's important. Numerous informants and undercover agents working out of FBI field offices in several states who entrapped these men really used their social media posting to target them, put this group together who didn't know each other before the FBI got involved, coordinated field training, surveillance trips of Gretchen Whitmer's cottage, got them stoned, got them drunk, recorded over 1,000 hours of conversations between FBI asks and their targets. And they were arrested October 7th, 2020, just a month shy of 2020 election day. But of course, as millions of Americans were voting already for president, this produced wall-to-wall negative headlines against Donald Trump. Joe Biden took it up on the campaign stump, screaming about how Donald Trump and his dog whistles to white supremacist right-wing militia groups almost took out, you know, Gretchen Whitmer. She did a publicity tour for weeks. I mean, this was a very serious spin operation. And we'll never know how many votes were impacted. So that's how we got there. And now, of course, what's unfolding is it was an FBI operation from start to finish. Two men were acquitted in the April trial. Two other men got a mistrial, a hung jury. And DOJ, nonetheless, is proceeding with retrying the remaining two defendants in that trial started yesterday.
How about that? Well, I mean, I don't want to bring up just new stuff and jump ahead, but we do know that they now kicked the lawyer out of Mar-a-Lago and they went through and collected all this evidence they found, to which some people, Julie, might say, well, yeah, they're going to plant evidence. But please, Julie, the FBI would never plant evidence on somebody, would they?
Never. Mm-hmm. Never. Not like one of the defense attorneys in the Whitmer trial said today that an FBI informant named Jenny actually planted explosive material in the truck of one of the two men who's being retried. And just so happened, Jesse, that material was in his truck when the FBI arrested him, and it's part of the evidence against him. But no, no, never happened. No,
they certainly wouldn't have that. I just want to make sure everyone understood that. I'm going to repeat Julie Kelly's words. The FBI informant in Michigan planted explosives in the guy's truck right before the FBI busted him and discovered said explosives in his truck. But no, I'm sure they didn't do anything illegal whatsoever when they kicked out the lawyer and spent hours with 30 agents inside Donald Trump's home. Julie, I hate doing this because I didn't tell you beforehand. Is there any chance I can hold you over for one more segment to talk a little bit about January 6th? I really want people to understand the level of malfeasance we're dealing with.
Yes, love
okay.
to.
All right, we are going to come back with more Julie Kelly. Chris, I feel like I've been using the word malfeasance a lot lately. What? And it makes me sound really smart. That's a big word. That's a big... Look, when you go to Pima Community College for almost 3 years, you just end up naturally picking up words other people don't know. So I don't mean to talk over everyone's head here. You know how I do. But there's a lot of malfeasance, Chris. All right. Before we come back with more Julie Kelly, I want you to do me a favor. During the break, I want you to pick up your cell phone. And I want you to look at it, and I want you to say to yourself, am I funding the people who hate my freaking guts every single month when I pay for the cell coverage that goes to this phone? Are you? That cell phone you're holding in your hands, that cell phone you're staring at right now, is that a Verizon cell phone? Please tell me it's not. AT&T, T-Mobile. You know they openly campaign on how much you suck, right? Go look up Verizon and ESG. I think you'll enjoy that. Then switch to Pure Talk. One, you'll save a fortune. Average family saves over $900 a year. Two, you can feel better about where your money goes. And right now you get a month free. You don't always have this deal, so just pay attention. You get an additional month free. All you have to do from your cell phone is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, doing a rare two-parter interview. I'd rarely interview people at all, but Julie Kelly, I thought, would be the most appropriate person in the world to come on with all this FBI news. And let's talk a little bit about what this agency's been up to. If you missed it, she was already here educating us on the Michigan plot and what they did to Trump in 16. Now, Julie, you wrote a little book that's blowing up everywhere out there about January 6th. It's actually called January 6th. Julie, what was the FBI's role in January 6th?
Well, I refer to January 6th as an inside job. The trajectory between Crossfire Hurricane, Robert Mueller investigation, then impeachment, then the Whitmer-Northam plot led right to January 6th. They viewed this, the government, and the FBI wasn't the only entity involved. We see news this week of how Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was openly with other officials undermining, almost subverting what Donald Trump wanted to do in those last few months. So the FBI, we can't get answers, though, Jesse, about what the FBI was doing. We know from some reporting and court documents that informants were run into these same sort of militia groups, the Three Percenters, for example, that is on trial in the Whitmer kidnapping hoax. Reporting from the New York Times and other entities, you know, there were informants in the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. But we can't get straight answers from the FBI. And when one official was confronted by Ted Cruz this past January, she refused to say whether any FBI agents or informants engaged in or provoked violent behavior on January 6th. There were hundreds, perhaps thousands of some sort of FBI asset before and during and now certainly after January 6th, still running informants to try to capture these protests, these insurrectionists. So it's just folly, Jesse, at this point, for anyone to look at what this FBI is willing and capable of doing and still believe that they were not primarily responsible pulling the strings, DOJ and FBI, to provoke and lead to what happened on January 6th.
Julie, I've heard you reference before something with the FBI and Quantico leading up to January 6th. What happened at Quantico?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, who replaced Bill Barr and was actually suggested by Bill Barr for Donald Trump to appoint him, which should have been a huge red flag, but nonetheless, Donald Trump put him in charge of DOJ. The weekend before, Jeffrey Rosen assembled hundreds of what are called elite FBI forces. So these were, and the way that Newsweek described it, and they're the ones who really exposed this bombshell, that they had shoot-to-kill authority. They were elite commandos, FBI hostage rescue team, the ATF, and other entities who were there the weekend before. Now, Jesse, doesn't this sort of contradict the public narrative that everyone was caught off guard what happened on January 6th? And Trump just incited everyone at his speech at the Ellipse, and then all these armed lunatics marched down to the Capitol and tried to overthrow the government. That's not what happened, because we now have evidence, and there's email chains, all sorts of things to back up the idea. The DOJ had these people doing something at Quantico. What were they doing? And then they were deployed to the Capitol, to downtown D.C., earlier that day. Jeffrey Rosen led them to believe that the agents were only deployed after the chaos started. That's not what the Newsweek reporting says. So what were they doing? Who were they infiltrated? How were they dressed? What was their official role? And if, Jesse, they were alarmed that something was going to happen, not that they were the ones that were going to make something happen, then why wasn't there better security? Why weren't they all over the place and protecting the Capitol, protecting the president, protecting lawmakers? Again, we cannot get any answers. And the media kind of runs this story, and then they see how it works against the narrative, and then we get no more follow-up reporting. So it is crucial, Jesse, when Republicans take over, their number one thing, this FBI is not salvageable. But we deserve the truth about what FBI and other federal agencies did before and on January 6th.
Julie, is Donald Trump going to get arrested?
Yes.
I have been worried about that. Well, please, yes. Go ahead.
I think it was at 99%. I'm at 99.9% after this week, because I think the raid, Jesse, is to help create public optics to justify when he eventually is indicted or charged. So this has to be the trajectory. And here's why, Jesse. The Democrats and the Biden regime are creating this expectation. You could see how fired up their base is. If they don't end up with Donald Trump in cuffs, the Democrats will pay a political price. So they keep ratcheting this up to the point where they will have no choice, which I believe they don't anyway. But they're creating a public an expectation on their side that this is going to happen. It has to be inevitable at this point. I think he'll be indicted with either obstruction of an official proceeding and or conspiracy. And it looks like, too, now maybe tampering with evidence.
Okay. We've only got about a minute left here, but Julie... this is creating a dangerous situation in the country. Julie, I'm hearing some dark things out there. This is creating a powder keg.
It is, and in a way, Jesse, unfortunately, I think that's what the Democrats want. They want to keep poking the stick. They've been doing it for 6 years, as we just detailed. And this will be the final way to impact this election, to take down Trump, and they think drive a stake through the MAGA movement. But you can already see it's backfiring, and I'm with you. I think the next few months are going to be a very sad, dangerous, dark time for this country.
Oh, man.
And I'm not sure Republican leaders are at all up for the fight, which is even scarier.
I'm positive the low-T GOP is not up for the fight. But Julie Kelly, her book is January 6th. Go buy it, Julie. I love you. Thank you.
I love you. You're the best. Thanks, Jesse.
Now you understand why I wanted to have Julie Kelly on. With all this Mar-a-Lago news, and look, it's not I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. I know you know about the Russian investigation, the Russia hoax. I know you know about Michigan. We talk about it all the time. I know you know about January 6th. But I think it helps me to go back and remember and have everything laid out in that way. It helps me to figure out where we're going by looking at where we were. That's what helps me a lot. It helps a great deal. Look, they've been at this for a long time. You heard her. Years. They've been at this for years. They now just had a raid. Now you know why I say he's going to be arrested. How could they possibly stop now? Years. 6 years of buildup. I think they're going to get him. All right. We're going to get to some emails. Somebody wants to know, do I think the military would fire on civilians? Gosh, that's a heavy question. I'll answer that next.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.